Current News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are calling for a dismissal of his classified documents case, noting he has presidential immunity.
Former President Donald Trump is being charged for illegally retaining classified documents, but his lawyers say his presidential immunity means he can't be prosecuted. His lawyers have also submitted this argument to the Supreme Court for his election interference case. They claim that since Trump made the decision to move classified documents from the White House to his Mar-a-Lago residence while he was in office, it was a, quote, official act and as subject to presidential immunity, unquote. The former president faces four criminal indictments in four different cities, and the case's total, 91 felony counts. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at srnews.com, international efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining new momentum.
The new signs of progress came ahead of an expected summit this weekend in Paris, where mediators plan to present a new proposal. White House Mideast envoy Brett McGurk held talks throughout the day Thursday with Israeli leaders and families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. According to National Security spokesman John Kirby, the discussions were going well.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Authorities say a woman found dead on the University of Georgia campus was a student at a nearby nursing school. Foul play is suspected, but police say they have no suspect. University of Georgia confirmed the victim is 22-year-old Lake and Hope Riley, a student at Augusta University's College of Nursing. A 45-year-old man has been shot to death in a New York City subway car that was pulling into a Bronx station. No arrests have been made. The Dow had 109 points. The NASDAQ losing 8 points. This is SRN News. Polls indicate that many Christians in this country are still not registered to vote, and many others don't show up on Election Day. Debbie Wuffnow of the American Family Association believes God wants his people to take part in the political process.
He appoints kings and rulers, but he also calls us to be good stewards of all the talents that are given to us, and our vote in America is one of those talents God has given us, and we can't just throw that in the sand, throw it in the dirt. We need to be a good steward of that.
And every vote counts.
There are races that turn on, you know, half a percentage point of voters, hundreds of voters. A single church can turn a school district because so few people vote in those low-level elections. So you really can make a difference, especially at the local level.
AFA's iVoter Guide provides information about thousands of candidates seeking office at the federal, state, and local level. You can find it at iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. A Toyota recall on some larger vehicles.
The recall affects tens of thousands of Toyota Tundra pickups, Sequoia SUVs, and Lexus LX600 SUVs from model years 2022 to 2024. The company says the automatic transmissions may not immediately disengage when shifted into neutral, so the vehicles may still creep forward with engine power still getting to the wheels. That raises the risk of a crash. Dealers will update the transmission software to fix the problem, with owners being notified by late April. I'm Jackie Quinn.
About 73% of American adults in 2022 lived in households where there were only wireless phones. Landlines have practically reached the status of urban legend among many age groups in today's America. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.